The Volta River Authority says the load shedding exercise will be over by the end of this month. Speaking at a news conference in Accra, jointly organized by GRIDCO and ECG, the Chief Executive Director of the VRA, Kweku Arochi, said efforts are being made to correct the energy deficit as soon as possible. Linda Goji and Caleb Opon were there for Radio Ghana.
The damage caused to the West African gas pipeline in August led to the country's dependence on crude oil for its thermal plants. Currently, the country is able to produce 1,601 megawatts of energy with a peak demand of 1,705. This has brought about a deficit in the generation of power. The Chief Executive Director of the VRA, Kweku Awotri, said efforts are being made by stakeholders to ensure that by the end of November, the deficit is corrected.
We expect by the end of November, assuming there's fuel, 250 megawatts of additional capacity coming in without gas. That's the Takoradi 3 at 80, that is the steam unit at 50, and that is the Senate project at 100. That should take care of the current deficit created by the assembly deficit of 200. So we're expecting by the end of November, early December, that deficit will be made up even without the West African gas pipeline being available. VRA has already embarked on building some solar megawatts and some wind megawatts. We're also having a campaign to build another 100 megawatts of wind. So it's important to have other sources of power other than hydro and thermal.
The system control manager of GRIDCO, Frank Autry, said by December 7th this year, all maintenance work will be halted to ensure constant supply of power during the December polls.
Linda Goji and Caleb Oponfeld, that report.